UST. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, the U.S. is not exactly known for its tea production, but the industry is growing. As Mississippi grower Jason McDonald says, it has similarities to another burgeoning industry.
It's very, very much like the wine industry, with specific estates or flushes or bushes producing a particular flavor that someone would identify with, and that becomes their favorite tea.
Another similarity to the wine industry is the fact that it takes years of prep work for a tea crop to ever come to fruition. But once established, there is a market for U.S. tea, this based on a transaction that occurred in late 2012.
There was a wine grower that sold tea, I believe, at least over $4,000 a pound to Harrods in London, and they sold out of everything that they produced. Now, it was only about 100 pounds, but it still does show there's a demand out there around the world for specialty teas coming from the United States.
And in order to capture that momentum, McDonald and other growers have formed the U.S. League of Tea Growers.
And as growers, we're going to start brand marketing, bringing about awareness of U.S. tea, because it is out there, and we think that if people are given the opportunity, that they will buy local. And as a group of U.S. Tea League, we will actually start bolstering, like I said, just the awareness of it we think will sell, but also banding together if there's larger orders, hopefully, that we could start selling as a union blended tea with all of our teas together.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.